Chapter 1. Reading the Cosmic Prologue. You may speculate from the day that days were created, but you may not speculate on what was before that. Talmud, Tractate Hagiga 11b, 450 Common Era. Some say time began when the universe did, in what is commonly called the Big Bang. Others say time is a continuum, without any beginning whatsoever. Still others favor cosmological theories that posit not one single bang, but an infinite number of them. Fortunately for my theorist colleagues, their grant proposals aren't reviewed by 5th-century Talmudic scholars. Yet even those ancient sages have modern-day counterparts, cosmologists such as Stephen Hawking, who called the question of what preceded the Big Bang as nonsensical as asking, "What's north of the North Pole?" Why are alternatives to the Big Bang, models which go by names such as the steady state or bouncing or cyclic theories, so unpalatable to the brightest minds of cosmology? While they are certainly less familiar than the Big Bang theory, noticeably lacking sitcoms named after them, they have appealed to scientific luminaries throughout history, from Aristotle to Albert Einstein, to modern-day cosmologists like Roger Penrose. Models without a Big Bang have come in and out of fashion more often than wide ties on Wall Street. Some scientists, including Nobel laureate Steven Weinberg, say these alternatives offer an additional attraction to many secular scientists and lay observers alike because they nicely avoid the problem of Genesis. If there was no Big Bang, you don't need a Big Banger. Most intriguing of all, these alternative models handily answer the question of what preceded the Big Bang. It could be a crunch or a bounce, the violent death throes of a previous epoch that gave birth to our current cosmos. But these are all still just theories. What has always tantalized me is another question. Could the tools of modern cosmology, computers and telescopes, human brains and ultra-sensitive detectors, real observations and real data, ever tell us whether or not time itself began? To go back to the beginning, if there was a beginning, means testing the dominant theory of cosmogenesis, the model known as inflation. Inflation, first proposed in the early 1980s, was a bandage applied to treat the seemingly grave wounds cosmologists had found in the Big Bang model as originally conceived, flaws that I will soon explain. To call inflation bold is an understatement. It implied that our universe began by expanding at the incomprehensible speed of light, or even faster. Luckily, the bandage of inflation was only needed for an astonishingly minuscule fraction of a second. In that most microscopic flash of time, the very die of the cosmos was cast. All that was and ever would be, on a cosmic scale, at least, vast assemblies of galaxies and the geometry of the space between them was forged. For more than 30 years, inflation remained frustratingly unproven. Some said it couldn't be proven. But everyone agreed on one thing. If cosmologists could detect a unique pattern in the cosmos's earliest light, light known as the cosmic microwave background, CMB, a ticket to Stockholm was inevitable. Suddenly, in March 2014, humanity's vision of the cosmos was shaken. The team of which I had been a founding member had answered the eternal question in the affirmative. Time did have a single beginning. We had proof. It was an amazing time indeed. March 17, 2014. For weeks, I had known it was coming. Our entire team was furiously working to finalize the results we would soon make public. We had relentlessly reviewed the data, diligently debating the strength of the findings, discussing what could be one of the greatest scientific discoveries in history. In the intensely competitive world of modern cosmology, the stakes couldn't have been higher. If we were right, our detection would lift the veil on the birth of the universe. Careers would skyrocket, and we would be forever immortalized in the scientific canon. Detecting